For WMRA News, I'm Christopher Correa, filling in for Bob Levicky. Kane and Warner ask DC for 81 help. Kane takes on vaping. Stoney wants guns off city property. And punctuality pays. This is the WMRA Daily for Tuesday, June the 25th, 2019. Yesterday, U.S. Senators Mark Warner and Tim Kaine requested additional funding to enhance safety and reduce traffic congestion on Interstate 81, joining Congressman Ben Klein. The senators sent letters to the Senate Committee on Environment and Public Works, as well as the U.S. Department of Transportation, to emphasize I-81's, quote, crucial role in commerce along the East Coast. Warner and Kaine encouraged the Federal Department of Transportation to approve an application from VDOT for federal grant funding to improve the corridor. During the General Assembly session, Delegate Steve Landis, as well as State Senators Mark Obenshain and Charles Carrico Sr., sponsored identical legislation to identify a funding source for the $2.2 billion in proposed improvements to the corridor. A bipartisan effort established a funding source through a regional fuel tax, a statewide diesel tax, a higher road tax on heavy trucks, and an increase in registration fees for heavy trucks. A recent study by VDOT, however, found that the need of improvements for the corridor is estimated to cost roughly $4 billion, according to a press release. Also yesterday, Richmond's mayor called for a ban on guns in city-owned buildings, parks, and community facilities. Mayor LeVar Stoney said he's proposing the local ordinance now so the city will be prepared if state lawmakers allow local governments to prohibit guns in city buildings at the upcoming special session. Governor Ralph Northam scheduled a special legislative session on gun-related proposals for July 9th after a mass shooting at a Virginia Beach municipal building that killed 12 people on May 31st. Stoney said he plans to introduce the ordinance during a city council meeting next Monday night. He cited the shooting death of 9-year-old Markia Dixon in a Richmond park during a May 26th community cookout. Northam has said he will ask the Republican-led General Assembly to consider gun control measures, including universal background checks and a ban on silencers. Republican leaders, however, have given little indication that they plan to follow Northam's agenda for the special session and have said they will instead propose tougher penalties for people who use guns to commit crimes. Senator Tim Kaine held a roundtable discussion on Monday on legislation designed to curb the rise in vaping among young people. Kaine says it'll help prevent health problems related to adolescent nicotine use, but critics say it doesn't go far enough. From partner station WCVE, Patrick Larson reports.
Senator Kaine and GOP Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell are co-sponsoring a bill that would require states to raise their minimum age for sale of tobacco products to 21. But some health experts and politicians say the bill favors big tobacco by opening up state legislatures to lobbying. The bill requires each state to individually raise the age, and the bill's detractors worry that some states will actually restrict cities from passing stricter laws.
It's a very fair concern. I don't think it's a concern that's related so much to the bill that we have, because even if we didn't have a bill on the table, that's the reality every day of lobbying at the state level.
Richmond-based tobacco company Altria is one of Kaine's biggest financial backers. Altria came out in favor of a 21-year minimum age last year.
That was Patrick Larson from partner station WCVE. It's tax time again, and meeting the deadline at the end of the month could pay off, as Virginia Public Radio's Michael Pope reports.
This year's state income tax has a little something special, a check for up to $220 in the mail to you, the taxpayers, courtesy of the Republican-led General Assembly, who are all up for re-election this year. And the checks will arrive right before the election.
It's a political gimmick.
Michael Cassidy, president of the Commonwealth Institute.
It was a political stunt that was actually tried in Wisconsin by former Governor Scott Walker in a vain attempt to win his re-election bid.
Jared Walczak at the Tax Foundation says the reason why Virginia is sending the checks is essentially the failure of the General Assembly to take action last year, conforming the new federal tax code with the state tax code. Most states took action in 2018, but Virginia couldn't come to an agreement.
Virginia waited a year, and in 2018, you paid more. So there's a refund to try to make you whole because Virginia took too long to get conformity done.
Taxpayers need to file before midnight on July 1st to qualify for the Tax Relief Fund. I'm Michael Pope.
The billionaire founder of a liberal advocacy group is putting $1 million toward registering at least 12,000 millennial voters in Virginia in hopes of flipping the Republican-led General Assembly to the Democrats. The Washington Post reports that the liberal advocacy group Next Gen America, which was founded by investor and Democratic activist Tom Steyer, announced yesterday that it will reach out to voters aged 18 to 35 in some of Virginia's Republican-held districts and focus on the key issues of gun safety, abortion, and climate change. All 140 seats are on Virginia's ballot this November. Republicans hold thin majorities with 3 seats in the House and just 1 in the Senate. Virginia is one of 4 states with legislative races in 2019, but the only one where control of the state legislature is at stake. And finally today, an expected enrollment influx at Virginia Tech means the college could set up students at a nearby Holiday Inn for alternative housing. The Roanoke Times reports the university announced last week that it had made the first steps toward an agreement to lease the Holiday Inn Express Hotel for the academic year. The university initially anticipated about 6,600 freshmen in the fall. Now it figures 1,000 more students may attend. So they've added about 500 beds on campus and are looking for 500 more off campus. That includes the Holiday Inn, where about 195 students would live dorm style. The university says it'll organize the hotel like any other residence hall, with resident assistance and first-year programming. For WMRA News, I'm Christopher Correa. Thanks for listening, and enjoy your Tuesday.